The awesome Serena Williams won her 21st Grand Slam title at Wimbledon today. Tomorrow in the men's final, the long-awaited rematch between Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, one of the greatest rivalries in modern tennis. Though I would argue the greatest matchup of Wimbledon's most interesting rivals took place 35 years ago. NPR's Daniel Hajek takes us back.
We're talking about the era of wooden rackets, headbands, long socks, and short shorts. Wimbledon 1980 was the ultimate showdown. There was Bjorn Borg, a rock star, the dreamy Swede with flowing blonde hair and a four-time defending Wimbledon champion. And then there was a scrappy New Yorker named John McEnroe, a 21-year-old tennis prodigy known for his temper. Here's sports photographer Walter Yos.
He had such a beautiful game, but he was wound as tight as a drum all the time out there. And at any second, you waited for him, one line call, and he'd flip out.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line.
At Wimbledon, the British tabloids pegged McEnroe as the villain.
People weren't very crazy about him. They booed him when he came onto the court.
Retired NBC sportscaster Bud Collins was calling the match that day, back on July 5th, 1980.
And of course, Borg was the gentleman, the stoic Swede, and they played this magical match, which went on and on and on.
McEnroe easily takes the first set, but Borg comes back strong, winning two sets in a row. But McEnroe isn't one to quit. He fights to stay alive in the fourth set, which leads to what feels like a never-ending tiebreaker.
Seven for McEnroe.
Fire, please.
Yes, two sets all.
Incredibly, McEnroe stays in, and the match continues. Again, Bud Collins.
They just went at it as though they were the only players on earth. It was a brawl. It was the best thing comparable to a heavyweight title fight. And certainly they were the two heavyweights of tennis.
If Borg wins this point, I fancy the roof will blow off the center court.
Oh, a marvelous hurry again.
Finally, Borg and McEnroe enter the fifth and final set. Whoever wins this set wins it all. Collins says it feels like it would never end.
One guy would make a tremendous shot, and that would tie it up, and another guy would make another tremendous shot and take the advantage. Advantage, deuce, advantage, deuce, advantage, deuce. I was having a little trouble keeping score.
Meanwhile, down at the sidelines, sports photographer Walter Yos was waiting for the match point.
In an event like that, you always think of one thing going in, which is the last moment. What's going to happen when the match ends, when McEnroe or Borg rejoices?
In the end, it's Borg's flawless backhand. The crowd erupts, and Yos captures it. Bjorn Borg sliding on the grass, arms extended, head back. The look of pure joy. The stoic Swede wins his fifth straight Wimbledon. And on the other side of the net, John McEnroe lies sprawled out, face down, with the look of pure defeat. After nearly 4 hours, the historic brawl at center court is over.
Oh, it was perfect. Yankees, Red Sox, Ollie, Frazier, Borg, McEnroe. These are great rivalries, and rivalries make each side better. You see a match like that maybe once in your life, so I was lucky to be there.
McEnroe may have lost, but he gained a lot of respect. Now he's a fixture at Wimbledon. He's there this weekend, this time in the stands, where crowds cheer him on. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.